FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states headed to the polls today in the biggest one-day contest of the election cycle. In all, more than 860 delegates to the national convention will be chosen. More snow on the way in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California. ABC's Faith Abube is in the city of Truckee, where people are bracing for even more.
People in this area are used to snow, but it's gotten to the point where they're concerned about the structural integrity of their rooftops. The Sierra Nevada mountains has seen more than 10 feet of snow just in the last 4 days, and wind gusts upwards of 190 miles per hour.
There was a massive industrial fire in suburban Detroit last night. That's what some of it sounded like. Pieces of metal raining down. People were told to stay inside, but no one was hurt. Heavily armed gangs tried to seize control of Haiti's main airport in Port-au-Prince on Monday, following a mass escape from the country's two largest prisons. At least 4,000 inmates were released by gangs over the weekend. This is ABC News. The British public will have to wait to see the Princess of Wales in an official engagement. She had abdominal surgery back in January, and now British officials say she will be attending the Troop of the Colors in early June. But Kate Middleton has been spotted in a car in a picture taken by paparazzi. ABC News royal family contributor Robert Jobson.
People wanted to sort of see, to believe, and then this picture of her looking pretty well, and the fact that she's out and about shows that she is on the way to recovery.
Yeah, the picture is not being published in any news agencies in the UK. There may be a connection between long COVID and iron. Researchers now say patients who develop long COVID also have trouble regulating the iron in their blood. That could help create some new treatments for long COVID. And Whole Foods is looking to get a little smaller. The supermarket chain now planning new locations that are about half the size of their typical stores in order to get into cities. The first one opens in New York this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The committee hosting the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is looking for volunteers. Members are encouraging local businesses to give workers time off so they can help out. The committee says volunteers will play an important role in the convention. 50,000 people are expected in Milwaukee from July 15th through the 18th. First Lady Jill Biden is warning about what Donald Trump would do about reproductive rights if he returns to the White House.
He's considering a national abortion ban. Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families. We simply cannot let him win.
Mrs. Biden was in Waukesha yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison Wednesday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Christopher Chris Allen Kohlmeyer, age 52, of Park Falls, passed away on Thursday, February 22nd, at his home. He is survived by his father, Stephen Borman, by his grandmother, Joan Natalie Johnson, by his siblings, Susan Kohlmeyer, Catherine Kohlmeyer, by Kimberly Borman Miglio, by Diana Schultz, David Kohlmeyer, Rebecca Lee Hugh, Seth Borman, and Ryan Borman. And further survived by aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held Saturday, March 9th at Peace Lutheran Church. Visitation 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and the services at 11 a.m. located at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. This has been the funeral notice for Christopher Chris Allen Kohlmeyer, 52, Park Falls. Sandra Kennedy, age 68, went to her heavenly home on February 29th, surrounded by her family after a very brief illness. She is survived by her husband, Robert, of Park Falls, by her three children, Shane Kennedy of Boise, Idaho, Jason Kennedy of Marathon, and by Stacy Arntzen of Park Falls. Survived also by five grandchildren, by her great-grandson, and by nine siblings, Kathleen Weigle of Chico, California, by Susan Geller of Pendleton, Oregon, Karen Taft of Park Falls, Jeffrey Taft of Park Falls, by Julie Hawkins of Minocqua, Joseph Taft of Park Falls, Kevin Taft of Indiana, and Cynthia Kohler of Park Falls, along with Kelly Taft of Green Bay. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, Saturday, March 9th, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Sandra Kennedy, age 68. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Lynn Stunkel, Complete Rain Gutters, ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Ruff, ruff.
Marsh and the BC Auto Repair, Towing and Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Meet Paul and the whole doggy gang. Purchase four new tires this March and get a complimentary standard alignment. Enjoy free tire rotations for the life of your tires with a three-year road hazard warranty and one-year nationwide roadside assistance on Falcon tires. Ensure your family's safety with ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, calibration. Proper calibration is crucial to your vehicle's safety features to work effectively. Get $40 off this service this month. Call 715-428-2545 to speak with a BC Auto Repair ADAS expert and protect your vehicle with fluid film protection. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh.
Can I use it with my bra rubs under my... Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Brewers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a day off, the Brewers back at it in spring training baseball with a game today against the Giants, then a split doubleheader tomorrow against the Reds and the Guardians. Milwaukee now 3-6 in Cactus League action, but manager Pat Murphy doesn't want to discourage his young players.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
Hockey, the UW-Madison men's hockey team, getting ready to host the Big Ten playoffs this weekend against Ohio State, the first game Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Clippers, 113-106. Damian Lillard scored 41 points and talked about how Doc Rivers has helped out at head coach.
When he came in, he was just like, you guys don't run this, you guys don't run that. Like, this is stuff we hated to guard against you.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And stay tuned later this morning. We're going to talk winter boys basketball. They're regional champs, and they're going off to sectionals on Thursday. And we'll talk with one of the winter boys basketball coaches at 9 o'clock this morning about their next game, which will be on Thursday. Again, we'll have the winter Owen Withy game from Medford Thursday night, 7 o'clock, right here, 98Q, 98QCountry.com, and on the Civic Media app Thursday night.
And now, ways to keep from being late for work. Number one, just sleep at the office. Then you'll never leave and therefore never be late. Number two, secretly set all the clocks in your office ahead 1 hour or back 1 hour. I don't know, whatever will make it look like you're an hour early. And number three, I don't have number three yet. My assistant was supposed to bring it to me. He hasn't shown up yet. This has been ways to keep from being late for work.
Here we are.
Hey y'all, it's Dustin Lynch.
Take a rest, make to clean your collage. don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand. Anybody think might ever be talking like this, but I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind, or baby just tell me yes and take my.
Going. online at 98qcountry.com.
don't come looking at 98Q Country. All right, sun is out Tuesday, and it should be a nice day today. Not going to be crazy warm, but 45 or so right around there, and winds will be very light out of the north to northeast today. Should be a nice day here around the Northwoods. Temperatures will linger in that 45 to 50 range, it looks like, for tomorrow and Thursday. And a little, if any, precipitation. Hope you got a little bit of that over the weekend, Sunday night, and then into Monday, where we had some big fluffy snowflakes that floating around last night. It was kind of cool. So quite a bit of sunshine, actually, looks like today, tomorrow, even into Wednesday. So a pleasant stretch of weather for you. Boy, news out of Detroit this morning. Did you hear this story already this morning? An explosion and a large fire broke out at a Detroit facility last night. It injured two people, and it shot debris into the air up to a mile away. The fire, which is now under control, occurred at a company that supplies phone accessories, novelty items, and other merchandise to discount stores. So the debris fell last night as far away as a mile from the Clinton Township Police Department. They say on Facebook that authorities did not know exactly what was burning or the potential health risk along with this. I would guess that burning novelty items and debris and phones probably aren't the best thing. Just assume that. So they're dealing with that in Detroit this morning. General Motors announcing a recall of 820,000 pickups. If you've got a GM pickup truck, check it out. Apparently the tailgates just randomly open up unexpectedly. That's not good. The recall, unless you're tailgating, of course, then it's good. The recall singles out certain 2020 to 24 Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras. Always good idea to have you or a family member or someone who has access go online and check the recalls of any vehicle. I mean, I bought a used vehicle many years ago. I bought a used vehicle, and I'll just check it out. And there was a recall on it, and that they had a lot of miles on it, but I still took it in and got it done. So keep an eye on that. The Denver Broncos officially announced that they have released quarterback Russell Wilson. They took like a 80 some million dollar, they call it, dead money hit. So Wilson will still get paid $39 million by the Broncos for the coming season. I don't think anybody else is going to pay him that much if Russell Wilson wants to hook up with another team. I don't think he's going to get a whole lot of money, but with all the money he's got coming from Denver, I guess he probably wouldn't need much money from a new team. And today's Super Tuesday. I mean, let's be honest about the upcoming presidential election. It's going to be Trump versus Biden if Trump is allowed to stay on the ballot, which is still a bit of a question mark by the time the election rolls around. The Trump camp is doing everything they can to put all the legal issues and push him back. And he just wants to get in office. And then he'll TCB. He'll take care of business, I guess. So it's not the question of who's going to be on the ballot. It's if going to be on the ballot. And will we have a Biden versus Trump debate? I don't know. Well, could we have maybe the first ever presidential election where we don't have a debate? We don't have two guys on stage. Do we really need to? I mean, we kind of know what each one is about, right? Oh, but the entertainment value, Joel, would be highly, highly entertaining. We're going to bring you... I want to chat with one of the coaches of the Winter Boys basketball team. They've had a really nice season. They've had just a high flying. I was watching online some video of a couple of their games yesterday, and they get up and down the floor, and they've scored 100 points, I think, a couple of different times this year. And it's a fun team to watch. And we're going to talk with one of the coaches at 9 this morning And we're going to bring you Thursday's game. We're going to send Jeff Hakenin down to bring you the Winter versus Owen Withy game at the Medford High School Thursday night, 7 o'clock. The winner of that game will play Saturday for the right to go to Madison in the state tournament. So exciting times for Winter basketball fans. It is the 108th WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament coming up, running March 14th through the 16th. You can visit the WIAAWI.org website for any tickets for the Girls State Tournament this weekend, for the Boys Tournament next weekend. And, you know, maybe it fits in your schedule. It's always fun to go and just take it in, just kick back and take in some really good, really good basketball. Check out all the information on high school sports in Wisconsin at WIAAWI.org. We'll throw some more snowballs here this morning. We've got a few more prizes. We got to move out, so stay tuned. We'll play a couple of times before 10, twice an hour, news and sports. Let's do it now at 7:34.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states headed to the polls today in the biggest one-day contest of the election cycle. In all, more than 860 delegates to the national convention will be chosen. More snow on the way in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California. ABC's Faith Abube is in the city of Truckee, where people are bracing for even more.
People in this area are used to snow, but it's gotten to the point where they're concerned about the structural integrity of their rooftops. The Sierra Nevada mountains has seen more than 10 feet of snow just in the last 4 days, and wind gusts upwards of 190 miles per hour.
And there was a massive industrial fire in suburban Detroit last night. That's what some of it sounded like. Pieces of metal raining down. People were told to stay inside, but no one was hurt. Heavily armed gangs tried to seize control of Haiti's main airport in Port-au-Prince on Monday, following a mass escape from the country's two largest prisons. At least 4,000 inmates were released by gangs over the weekend. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We Energies expects to spend about $335 million to build electrical infrastructure to serve Microsoft's data center in Mount Pleasant. Data centers are massive users of electricity. The U.S. Energy Department says data centers use as much as 50 times the energy of a similar-sized office space. Data centers run around the clock to support cloud computing and other data-intensive applications. The Wisconsin legislature's new district maps are creating openings for Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Diane Hasselbein says she's hearing from a lot of people who want to run for office.
I am thrilled. We've got great candidates all over, and with Trump at the top of the ticket, and with Tammy Baldwin and her numbers, it's going to be a great year.
That's Hasselbein at a WISP Politics luncheon last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 16th at Legion Post 182 here in Park Falls, it's the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet. Starting with a social hour at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30, there will also be gun raffles, games, and auction. Tickets are $25, and to purchase tickets, please call Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413. There will only be 125 tickets sold, so order early.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Huge win at home for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers 113-106 at Five Serve Forum, and they did it without Giannis or Chris Middleton, both out with injuries. The Bucks were down by 13, but made changes on defense. Doc Rivers.
We went zone a lot in the second half. We switched everything. You know, maybe their timing was off because of the zone. I thought it did help. Sure. And then I thought our execution offensively was unbelievable down the stretch. We got the ball. When they trapped, we moved the ball. We kept the game simple.
College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 after losing to Creighton. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked number 6 just a month ago. They host Rutgers Thursday. Are they concerned?
No, because this league is hard. This is one of the better teams in the country. You know, we got enough that we have to continue to try to get better at that'll help us going forward. So right now, it's all about Rutgers and getting ready for that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Perfect.
Tyler Childers.
I believe I found it in your love.
Look out your window and smile. Don't let the old man in.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Cranking up.
classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Tyler Hubbard right there at 98Q Country at 7:48. Super Tuesday, a lot of states across the country, including, I believe, Minnesota, voting in their primaries today. Donald Trump, by the way, won North Dakota yesterday, so got that going for him. Why are you giggling about that? I don't know, just something about that made me giggle. I don't know what it was. And then every state, some states, it's a winner take all. Other states, they split them up into different, depending on what percentage of the vote you get so many votes in there. Like I said earlier, it's really not a race right now. You got Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. That will be the election in November. And Nikki Haley is hanging around just hoping that Donald Trump isn't allowed to be on the ballot. And if he isn't, then she would be, of course, sitting there ready to go. So that's the reality of it all and what's going on politically. We have a pretty nice day today, you know, mid-40s to near 50 today, tomorrow, Thursday. Very light wind, should be a lot of sunshine. Some nice precipitation. We got some rain on Sunday and then a little bit of snow flurry activity yesterday. Some of you still may have some snow lingering in your yard. Boy, yesterday I was privy, and I'm not even sure how to spell that or exactly what it means, but I was privy to the summer lineup of music here in Park Falls. And if anybody in Phillips, by the way, has the lineup for Phillips, then shoot that to me, okay? Email that to me, wcqm@civicmedia.us, because we want to promote both of these. But, man, the Wednesday night lineup here in Park Falls for their Wednesday night live, which will be over at Chrysler Park by the Rec Arena this year, and then we'll come back to the what will be then the newly renovated park right by Forward Bank. They're working on that this summer. There are some really good bands and some surprises that surprise me and may surprise you also in the lineup for this summer. So stay tuned for more information about that and some I'm just reading through as I, pretty good lineup for Wednesday night free music here in Park Falls. Again, if you're down in Phillips, you got the lineup for the Thursday night, shoot an email to me, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We always like to promote our local artists and live entertainment here in the Northwoods. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk winter basketball. This is one of the highest scoring teams that you'll see in high school basketball, and they've been having a lot of fun this year. They won a regional championship, and they'll try to continue their season on Thursday. We'll bring you that game. We're going to talk with one of the coaches involved with the winter boys coming up 9 o'clock on our coaches show here this morning.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford, on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit NorthwoodsWI.com.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
Perfect. It's the music. It's the contest.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
It's listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.
your clothes until you wear a thing. I'm thinking I'll hop on out of the tailgate fog, get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop and go, you make me want to pull this truck to the final road. Slide on over, let me hold your clothes until you wear a thing. I'm thinking I'll hop on out of the tailgate fog, get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop and go. FM on the radio.